From deep in the heart of Texas to all you folks from coast to coast, here comes Columbia's Country Caravan. Friends and neighbors, this is Johnny Hicks introducing Columbia's Country Caravan, featuring five of America's outstanding folk music recording artists and starring the young man whose first three Columbia records are now three of the biggest hits in the whole hillbilly world, Lefty Frizzell.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go a honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll make all the nice spots dance to the music fine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Honkin' and we'll have a time. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Ah, Lefty, that was great, sure enough. You know, I know that thousands of folks from coast to coast have that record at home and play it all the time, but you know this, there's just nothing like hearing you sing it in person.
Thanks, Johnny. That song was plenty lucky for me.
Yes, sir. You know, I've been dreaming up hillbilly songs for a long time myself. It's a shame I didn't think of that one first. Did you work on it very long?
I'd say about 30 minutes. I wrote it one day on the way to Dallas from way out in West Texas.
Well, man alive. There's a ride that really paid off, didn't it?
I just wrote another verse, Johnny, especially for this show. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, boy, I'll say I would. I mean to tell you. How does it go?
It goes just like this.
If they got the money, we got the time. We'll pick and sing for CBS each Friday night at 9. We got lots of talent. I know they'll act just fine. So if they got the money, we got the time.
Oh, boy, you can sing that again.
If they got...
No, I tell you, Lefty, seriously, though, you ought to write all your songs riding around in a car, you know? Yes, sir, I really mean it, too. They come out just right.
Yeah, well, thank you, Johnny. I mean it by having lots of good old talent down here in this part of the country.
Well, son, you can't pick any argument with me about that. You take this here band, for instance, Light Crust Doughboys, famous all over the world.
Yeah, but what about that long, tall fellow over there?
Oh, you mean Billy Walker?
Sure, you ought to hear him sing Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Now, man, that's a good idea. Here's another Columbia recording artist and Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Darling, I love you with all of my heart. Tomorrow we should have been married, but liquor has kept us apart.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. 10 long years I've been married. I wish I was single again. A girl never knows of her troubles until she has married a man.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again.
Barnyard he staggered, he fell on his knees by the door. The very last words that he uttered, I'll never get drunk anymore.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes.
Sure was a good job, tall boy.
Well, thanks, short boy.
You got a Columbia record out on that song, haven't you?
Yep, and there's a song I wish I'd written.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But I heard you fellas talking about some of the talent down here. Have you heard Columbia's newest recording artist?
Who is that?
Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, sure, Billy. I've heard him. You know, I think I was the first disc jockey to play his first release down here. Oh, but maybe some of the folks listening in haven't heard that song, so now's a good time for everybody to hear it. Here's Leroy Jenkins with a terrific new tune called I'm Crying, But Nobody Cares. You know, I ain't no expert, but it sure don't take one to be able to pick that song for a real winner, Leroy.
Uh-oh. Hey! Hey!
Howdy,
oh, my God.
Howdy. Oh, howdy, Johnny.
Oh, if it
talking about
Sophie.
All these hillbillies, these recordings. I say, everybody thinks I'm a hillbilly, but I ain't.
No, you ain't.
No, I'm a Mountain William.
Oh, well.
Boy, that's good.
Yes,
say,
yes.
I've been running so fast, huh? My breath coming in short pants.
Yeah, well, I see. Yeah. You mean you're a little out of wind?
Yeah, no, the wind's out of me.
Toby, listen. I've been wondering for a long time. What is your full name, Toby?
Full name?
Yeah.
It's the same as when I'm sober.
No, right? No.
I'm full of them things, Johnny.
No, that ain't what I mean. What I mean is, what is your cognomen?
Oh, you nasty! Oh, I'm
no.
A... Did you hear what he said?
No.
Ain't that awful?
Toby, you don't understand. What I mean is, all of your names put together. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. First name's Toby. Oh, my last name, Tolliver.
Toby Tolliver.
Tolliver. Tolliver. Yeah. Everybody in the family's name's Tolliver, Johnny. But everybody, my Paul's name's Tolliver, and my brother. Everybody's name's Tolliver, but Ma, and her name is Green.
Now wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait just a minute.
Right. Her name's Green.
How in the world did that ever happen?
Well, Ma married again, and I didn't.
Oh,
I'm sure full of them tonight, ain't I? Yes, sir. Yes. Say, you know what I run up here for, Johnny? I want to tell you, you know the Crump boys living over there on the second hill,
don't
you?
Yeah.
Well, you know old lady Crump died. And I mean the old lady Crump. Anyway, I like to ruin that, didn't I, Johnny? But anyway, the Crump boys took old lady Crump to town to bury her, and the Board of Health wouldn't let them do it.
Now tell me, Toby, why wouldn't the Board of Health let them bury her?
She wasn't dead.
But
I am sad, Johnny. I just come from a funeral, sure enough.
You did?
I can't say funeral.
Yeah, you can't say funeral.
No, I can't say it.
No, all right. Yeah. Well, anyway,
my Uncle Fudd, he died.
Oh, really? Uncle Fudd died?
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the cause of his demise?
He just closed his eyes and died.
No, I mean, tell me, what did he die of?
He died of a Tuesday.
Oh, no, Toby, what I mean is, what was the complaint?
Johnny, there wasn't no complaint. Everybody is satisfied.
Oh.
No, I know what you... Well, Johnny, he just laid down and the air leaked all out of him.
Oh, I see. Now,
Johnny, that little old dog, when I was coming in here, is that your puppy out there?
Yeah, isn't he cute?
Oh, pretty thing.
He's tame, too. He'll eat right out of your hand.
Yeah,
Toby.
He'd eat right out of your leg, too.
Toby, he's really tame. He loves children.
Yeah, old Lady Brown said she was missing two of hers.
No, honest to God. Well, you saw him when yourself. He'd come wagging his tail, you know.
Yeah, he is barking too, and I don't know which end to believe.
Oh, Toby.
Well, I gotta get out of here. I've spent enough time. I gotta go find Elmer.
You know who?
Elmer.
Oh,
me and him was up on the barn a while ago, and Elmer, he fell off and fell right in a barrel of turpentine.
Oh no. Really? Did it hurt him?
I don't know. We ain't caught him yet.
Goodness gracious, I tell you, that Toby Tolliver. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's going on? What's all the fuss about anyway, Smokey?
Well, Johnny, the Doughboys were having a little argument about who was going to take the lead on our band, too.
Well, tell me, did they settle it? They get it straightened out?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. How about it, fellas?
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa! Hold everything. Take it easy now. You fellas know it ain't polite to argue in public now. Now, wait a minute. Well, what's the verdict, Smokey?
Well, they agree to disagree.
Oh, fine.
But we'll settle it later if we can play now.
Okay, that's a square deal. Take your best, old boys. Let her rip. Here we go.
Thank you.
telling you, if those fellas can play like that when they got an argument going on, I hope they never do settle up things. Ain't that right, Lefty?
Oh, they don't mean nothing, Johnny. They didn't get any lines to read, so they figured they'd get in the act anyway.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Lefty. You know, I think I'll write them a love scene next time. Say, wait a minute, though. Before you wander off again, how about singing us another Lefty Frizzell special, huh?
Well, I got another song I wrote.
Yeah, I know, while you was riding in from West Texas, huh?
How'd you know that?
Remember, you write all your songs while you're riding in from West Texas.
You know, I think you're just kidding me. But anyway, Johnny, I'd like to dedicate this particular song to all them fellas up at CBS listening to this show. It's called I Wanna Be With You Always. I'm with you. No one else can do. You're in my heart to stay. But when I'm gone and I'm all alone, I'll be singing this song. I wanna be with you always.
I was just listening to you sing that song, and you do a terrific job, but I don't think anybody else in the whole wide world could sing your songs and put them over the way you do.
Well, I'll admit I kind of tailor my song to my size, but there's another fella that recorded a tune I wrote. Sure does fit him, Johnny.
Oh, who would that be, Ray Price?
It sure is. Would you like to hear?
Oh, yes, sir. If it's the one I'm thinking about, I sure would. Hey, Ray, is it the one I'm thinking about?
I think so, Johnny.
Ah, that's swell. Here's Ray Price with a tune he recorded for Columbia, one of the fastest rising records in the whole country, If You're Ever Lonely, Darling.
If you're ever lonely, darling, think of all that I've been through. Long and lonesome night, sweetheart, I've waited on you. Say coming, and you know you have to pay. Maybe, baby, you will learn and change someday. Why, oh, why did you try to deceive me? You've made me blue, sweetheart, both night and day. Saying you're mine, you have it coming, and you know you have to pay. Maybe, baby, you will learn and change someday.
Mighty fine, Ray, mighty fine. But now I want all you fellas to take it easy for just a little while, because I really got a surprise for you. You know, I figured that a good way to end our show would be with a hymn. What do you fellas think? Think that's a good idea? Well, I tell you what. We've got a little lady all the way from North Carolina to do that job for us, too. Her name is Betty Johnson, and we predict that before long she'll be the singing sensation of the hillbilly nation. Betty, it's all yours, honey.
Forgive
That Betty Johnson is really good. Well, there you have it, gentlemen, a thumbnail sketch of our country caravan. In the remaining few minutes of our time, I'd like to give you a little pitch on the opportunities and potentialities of using Dallas as the origination point for CBS's folk music show. A conservative count of the available nationally known recording artists would be about 20 different groups, wouldn't you say, fellas?
Yeah,
that's just about. And with this amount of talent that's now available and with what the show itself would draw, well, sir, we could make a country caravan the biggest folk music show in the whole United States of America,
yeah,
bar none. Yes, sir. Hey, and with the cooperation of KRLD, one of Columbia's oldest affiliates, we know that we can produce a show that'll be a mighty big asset to Columbia, both financially and Hooper-wise. In short, we feel that we can produce a hillbilly show from here in Dallas that'll meet all of Columbia's standards for production on this type of a program. Yes, sir, and I honestly believe that. Billy Jack, send us off with a little bit of Cindy.